Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners, operators, managers, and highly motivated team members. One of the first videos I ever put on YouTube about 9 years ago now was about how you as the owner could be sitting on a beach in Hawaii 1 year from now. That video is recently getting a lot of negative comments, and you know what? I deserve them. So I'm making a new version of the video coming up right now. Stick around. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, scalemyrestaurant.com, and of course, author of Make It Happen. It's somewhere behind me. I don't know where. I always get confused when the camera's going. But anyways, I made a video. We're going to link to it. You can watch it. You can put the negative comments below it. That's cool. I'm not pulling it down because it was a good video 9 years ago. The world was different. Basically, in that video, I talk about cutting staff, and I talk about how when a team member is cut, make sure they go home. And then I talk about how to cut team members and how to make sure that people aren't staying on the clock an extra 15 or 30 minutes and saving that money. I did some math. You could take your family on a vacation in Hawaii. And it's factual. It's true. And 9 years ago, that's how the restaurant industry operated. That's how I grew up in it. At that time, restaurants were not struggling with staff. We were overemployed. We had tons of applications. We had lots of people who wanted to work in restaurants. And so in an effort to try to give people opportunities, in an effort to try to get as many good people on our team, sometimes we were overstaffed, sometimes we overhired, and it was always this balancing act. But back in those days, some people wanted to go home early. Some people wanted to just work a 4-hour shift or a 5-hour shift. When I was operating restaurants, I had cooks all the time wanting to go home early. And I would send them home early and they would tell me that they clocked out, but then I'd look at their timesheet and they didn't clock out. And so there was a lot of wasted money there. And so again, I stand behind that video 9 or 10 years ago. Today, let's be real, times are different. Not as many people want to work in restaurants. People deserve, they absolutely deserve to be treated better than they were treated then. I've always said that. But people want to make a living now. They want a more consistent income. They don't necessarily want to go home early. So the methods have changed a little bit. I still believe that if someone is cut, whether they're cut because there's no business and you just have to do it, or they're cut because they raised their hand and said, hey, when you're cutting, I want to be the first one to go home early tonight. Great. When they get cut, cut them. Make sure they clock out. Don't pay them for time they're not working. But what I want to touch on this follow-up video is that we deserve to get, or we have a obligation to give people an honest living, a good living, a consistent living. Don't overhire. Don't overhire part-time employees because you want to have this big pool of people. If you have people who want to work part-time, great. Allow them to work part-time. Allow them to be cut early. Set up their schedule in a way. But you have people on your team who might only be getting 30 hours who want 40. You have people on your team who might want 40 hours, but because we're cutting them early or because we're pulling back shifts, they're not getting their hours and therefore they're not able to provide for their family. So I just wanted to quickly follow up on that and talk about how, hey, I want you to watch that video. I want you to share your opinion. I want you to tell me what you agree and what you disagree with in that. But then I also want you to come back here and talk about how have things changed in your restaurant? What are you doing differently now? Are you still cutting people? I'm curious. Some of the clients that I talk to, they still cut because people want to go home early, but they don't cut the people who want to stay. They've got their full-time employees. They give their full-time employees those hours. So again, I'm more curious kind of what your opinions are on that video, on this video. Share below. Let's have a great conversation. Let's be real here. Times are changing fast. We've needed to treat people better in the restaurant industry for a long time. You can watch all my videos going back 9, 10 years, and it's always about the team. It's about the team. It's about treating people better. It's about training them better. It's about creating more opportunity for them. It's about creating opportunities for them to earn more. So I don't ever want anyone to think that I'm like anti-team, that I don't want to pay people a lot of money. That's not at all where I'm coming from. But on the other hand, it's still the restaurant business. It's still a transient industry. It's still an industry where people like the flexibility, like the part-time atmosphere. So I think what's just most important right now is recognizing who are your full-timers and who are your part-timers, and being honest and giving your full-timers the full-time work they want, and then relying on the part-timers for a little bit more of that busyness or less busy work schedule. So again, comment below. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people, even the ones who give me those terrible comments and tell me that I'm nuts and I don't know what I'm talking about and I've never spent a day working in a restaurant. The reality is I have, but I don't care. Go ahead and say it, whatever you want. I can take it. I'm a grown up. My name is Ryan Gronfen. I help restaurant owners make more money and scale their businesses. Remember, systems create freedom. Freedom creates value. Value creates scale. Have an absolutely amazing day, and I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this next week. By the way, catch a copy of the book if you want for free at therestaurantboss.com/books. We'll see you there. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.